Wizard of Whiskey presents Swig and Ramble, a podcast for the modern age. Introducing your hosts, Justin Corey at Wizard of Whiskey, Nicole Woolsey and Violet Smith. When the lights go down, the bullshit shows up.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. They tried to shut us down again. They've sent ICE, they've sent the FBI, they've sent all kinds of people, masked or unmasked, to our doors to try and shut us down. But here we are, still rambling after all this time. Just wait until you hear what we're talking about today. Saints, sluts, and scandals. Why we're obsessed with policing women's sexuality. And of course, as the man on the show, I have great expertise on this. But I think I'm going to defer to our guest, Holly Dolly. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And of course, with us today is Violet Smith.
We made it back on the air.
Yeah. So what's up, Violet? What sour is your mash today?
Man, today, what sours my mash? I went to the thrift store. It wasn't even a Goodwill. It was the St. Vincent de Paul, which they're usually better, but they're not better in this way. Everybody needs to start throwing away their own trash. You don't have to sell. You don't have to give your half-open soap to get Goodwill. It's okay to throw it away. I promise. I don't care. It's just easy. You go. I also found today a thing of magic bubbles from 2014. So we're nearing on vintage bubbles. Apparently there's a Facebook site called Throw Away Your Own Shit. And you know, yeah, just throw away your own shit. That's what sours my mash today. And in my glass, as usual, I have a piping hot French vanilla coffee, a cup of water, and a bong full of hope.
I like it. Bong full of hope. We're gonna retitle this this episode. And Holly, how about you? What sours your mash today?
What sours my mash today is that I just went back to school shopping with our youngest daughter recently, who is going into eighth grade. Actually just started today.
Nice.
Yep, first day complete. But can I tell you that between online shopping, which we do a lot of here in Walla Walla, it's really little. And taking her to a bigger place to do some more shopping. It just frustrates me that even as a young woman, you have to fucking guess your size. Like, it's a whole guessing game trying to figure out what size you are, depending on what brand it is and where you're getting it from. And if you're a junior versus a woman and everything. And I can't imagine it's this challenging for men as it is for women, but just frustrating because, you know, she's going out of kids size clothing into kind of like juniors and adult size clothing, and it's a clusterfuck. So
that is the worst age ever to wear clothing. Like, because you don't know what your style is going to be because you're not in the kids anymore, but you're not, I mean, you're kind of in the juniors, but you're not in the women's. And I just was on a live show recently and showed people the difference between three pairs of jeans that were all the same cut, the same look, different sizes, fit me the exact same. I agree with you on that one for sure.
Yes. And the judgment is hard at that age too. Mm-hmm. It just sucks to be all around.
Exactly.
So, so yeah, that's
right. Yeah. It's a good one. What's in your glass?
Mine today. In my glass, I have my favorite wine from Sleight of Hand Cellars today, which is the Spiders from Mars. It's a 2022 vintage, which is 100% Syrah from a very special block up here in Walla Walla. And yeah, this is a winery that's very near and dear to my heart, of course. And this is my favorite wine that they make. So I'm treating myself tonight.
Hell yeah.
Fantastic. Before I get into my sours, my mash, I will say Walla Walla is one of my favorite places on earth. The hospitality is amazing. The wine is incredible. The Mark Whitman Hotel, one of my favorite stays. So Definitely want to get back out there. And to your point, yeah, I have no idea what it's like buying clothes. My wife buys my clothes now. So it is much easier for men, especially I would say married men. It's much easier because I don't think I've shopped for clothes since I met her.
Yeah, that's one thing I do. My boyfriend likes to get his own stuff too. It's
Oh
just,
yeah, see, I was never a clothes person. Like I literally
yeah.
jeans. I used to wear khakis many, many years ago, but stopped. But jeans and a suit, you know, either or, that's pretty much where I live.
My man's really tall, so I'm really bad at picking shirts that don't fit long ways.
Yeah, you got to get the
Love it. They need to
XLT.
start making shirts XLT, more of them. We need more XL t-shirts.
I agree.
Second small. Second, what sours my mash today?
Nope, I agree. That could be a great Sour Is My Mash. Like, I
Yeah.
have large shoulders, but I don't have a super long torso, but I still need long shirts to cover,
And they do that
Yeah.
to women's shirts too. Like you'll see a large, but if it has like fake built-in boob cups, those things are never made any larger. It's always wider or longer, but it's never bigger. Like these are still the cup sizes of a B cup, prime a D. Sorry, guys. Now you know my bra size.
And you lost me. All right. So what sours my mash today? And I we're
Yes.
this will this is getting posted much later, but as of today, as of basically recording time, I was watching this sort of shit show happening in Texas where they're going to redistrict in the most insanely white supremacist way that anyone's ever noticed. And this has been public. They're not doing this in private. They're not doing this behind closed doors. They're doing it blatantly because they can. Texas, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but you need to stop that shit. Prince Gavin's coming for you. That's all I have to say about that. But
Oh, wait,
in my glass, it's a little warmer today. And by warmer, I mean it's like Bay Area warm, so like 80. 2023
welcome.
Rosé from Lake County in California. Beautiful, beautiful wine. Crisp. Not bad. Good jammy fruit. But anyway, so this whole idea of Texas sort of leads us into our main topic today. And don't blame me for the title. It was ChatGPT, so blame whoever owns that. I don't know if it's Musk. I don't know who owns it now, but Saints, Sluts, and Scandals, why we are obsessed with policing women's sexuality. This
Yeah.
is episode three of the Ramble After Dark series where we are tackling women's rights issues. And I have to say, it's been a pretty scary conversation for episodes one and two, and now this, I feel, is going to get so much worse. So let's dive into some political shit. Let's so can someone explain to me this Madonna whore complex? I genuinely I'm genuinely trying to understand why there has to be you're either a whore or you're a virgin. I'm trying to please someone.
Because there's never allowed to be a gray area for anything. You know, nowadays it seems like there can't be, you know, and not even a gray area, but yeah, like a woman, what, you could either be a virgin until you marry your husband or you're a whore. And it's like, oh, well, and that just seems more purity churchy to me than anything.
Like we're gonna talk about that too.
Yeah. I think, yeah, right now I think we're like falling into a weird purity phase of life. With
Gross.
all this, all the porn shutdowns, everybody having to put their IDs in now, all of a sudden, people pushing for the age of consent to move up. Just a lot of weird purity stuff in my mind, where it's like, are we all Catholic now? And you can't even tell me how, like, you gotta tell me how I can have sex or, and all, like, who I can marry and all this shit. It's just, it's weird.
I think anytime women, especially in our American culture, like exercise their unique sense of power, which is sensuality, and their you know sense of sexuality really, and unique capability of bearing children led to that, just like men have their own powers and strengths that they exploit on a regular basis to the point where we expect it. But when women do that, especially in our culture, I feel like it's always turned into a bigger deal. It's always stigmatized. It's always there's always shame placed on, whoever feels that sense of power or exercises that sense of power. So I think there's a lot of, that categorization of women is part of that like patriarchal structure where I think that comes into play. Like women expressing their unique sense of power is always
Yeah.
an issue.
I agree with that completely. People say that, I think I brought up before, but like the back and forth of if sex work is powerful for a woman or if not, and because it is, in a way, people are scared of that. Like, well, now she's choosing to show her body off and all this. It's like, well, you wanted it.
She's exercising her power, which we don't see often enough. So yeah, even sometimes we find, open-minded other females or people in that kind of category who it's so embedded, they still find themselves stigmatizing that type of person be without even
Right.
realizing that they're doing it.
Right. Exactly.
So
It's
go
weird.
ahead.
No, yeah. That was all.
In researching this, apparently, this guy named Sigmund Freud, some kind of psychoanalyst or something, he coined the term Madonna whore complex, which I sound ridiculous and I felt stupid. Because when I first came across this, and I'm like, what the fuck did people have? What is wrong with Madonna? Like, I didn't, like, yeah, she had ridiculous songs in the 80s, but so once
Is
I
it?
did more research, I realized they were talking about the old-fashioned paintings, the Renaissance, Madonna, the Madonna angelic. Yeah, I was completely off base on this one.
Because my brain went to her song Virgin, and it was just like, well, she made a song named Virgin, so we'll put her in here. We'll throw her name out there. Everyone knows who Madonna is.
Yep. So yeah, it's super weird, and I do not like. I gotta get off this because I'm on Wikipedia. I'm definitely
I hate
that
this.
as a source. But yeah, it's a very weird thing to think about Renaissance art, in that sort of same context where you look at the Virgin Mother versus some of these other paintings like the Venus de Milo and some of these other. Well, actually, is it Venus de Milo? I forget which one's the painting and which one's the statue. I'm sorry, Renaissance. If you're out there and you're a Renaissance art expert, please, send me an email that I don't really give a
He's
shit
a whiskey expert,
about
guys.
dot
Just let
com.
him be.
Yeah. So also known as the Madonna Mistress Complex is a construct of male psychology and attitudes that constrains female sexuality by categorizing a woman in a very binary way as either pure and good or promiscuous and bad. Is this, I think they, I'm trying to remember when this song was, but there was a song that said, was it Freak in the Sheets, something? I don't know. I have to remember the thing,
Freak
but
in the streets, lady in the streets, but a freak in the
thank
sheets.
you. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Sorry. I'm having one of
I
those
do like that
days.
one.
We
Good
all
one.
dance to
I,
the in the club to
yeah.
it.
Okay. Perfect. And I'm trying to understand, like, why do, how do I put this, America? Why do we care?
So, like I said, I was saying earlier, my friend and I have been having this conversation recently about why people care about anything right now like they do. And I think it's a lot because people do care about what other people are doing right now more often than they ever have before because we have the option to. We can see what everyone's doing all the fucking time. So I feel like it gives us all more of an entitlement to know what everyone is doing. And to, I don't know, like, I don't know if that's making any sense, but I don't know. It's even, it goes down to like what you wear. Like, people are like, well, I wouldn't wear that. It's like, okay, well, don't. Or like, you see pictures of people like, what is this person wearing out today? It's like, I don't know, the clothes that, why does it really matter? Like, does it hurt your life in the long run? No. And that's what the bottom line of all this is like, nothing that these people do is hurting you. But you have something to say about it. And I don't ever understand that.
Did I? You guys can't see this
Right.
listening to the podcast, but I think you guys can. Can you guys see my this Twitter?
Yes.
Okay, I just, there's usually a little thing. Anyway, so yeah, when we were doing the research for this, we came across several references, including from the Modern Intimacy Institute and several other things. I genuinely don't understand. I genuinely don't understand why women have to be one or the other, and why that makes sense for anyone.
Yeah, I personally feel like it's completely socially constructed. And just like when you talk about a lot of topics that are controversial in religion, which I feel like a lot of this kind of stems from that very judgmental place of like, I'm going to, have this set of rules that I'm going to grade people and their humanity on by. And you can talk about it with, drug and alcohol addicts, or you can talk about it with sex addicts, or you can talk about it with women who are generally, viewed as submitting to everything that man has to say about religion or anything else.
Right.
And yeah, I think that it is imposed in a way that is just going to give somebody some kind of imaginary grading system that they're going to get other people to buy into to prove who's better in certain ways than other people. And I certainly, yeah, live in a world where that is absolutely never the case to be one or the other. So.
That's the thing. It's like it's almost impossible unless you are going off of a church religious structure. You are gonna be in the middle in your own in our own minds. We're gonna be in the middle, but in everybody else's minds, we're bad. If you're not good, you're bad. Like, there's no, well, they're nice, they're cool, but they show their boobs. they can't accept that. It's like, well, you're bad, you're not good, or you're bad. And that's such a church thing and such a religious thing in my brain.
Yeah. Can I tell you a quick thing that happened to me recently
Yeah.
that really, maybe I should have mentioned at the beginning, is something that was bothering me. But my hair, I have a hairdresser that I've been seeing for a year here locally, who sent me a text message out of the blue. This is just a month or so ago, saying the conversations I have with you during our appointments make me feel uncomfortable because I have found Jesus and religion again, and I think it would be best if we stop seeing each other. And of course, I think I responded completely appropriately and thoroughly, and hopefully there's some accountability to be held for that those actions. But at the end of the day, that's what it came down to, is the fact that this person found religion again, or however she wants to frame that, and use that to really exclude me and people like me, like-minded people, as she put it. So it's very interesting to see how that does play into that big time. Like, religion is probably a big demographic of people who view a lot of sex work and just how women express their unique sense of power once again as a sin.
Exactly. And it's crazy to hear accounts that women are being shitty to women in that way too. And there's a big thing going on right now called choice feminism, and it's pretty much just women getting to dictate what other women do. Again, it's just a new way to do that. I was like, Justin, that'll be one you'll want to look up.
I have a question. I have many
Yeah.
questions about this. I will definitely look this up while we're looking at this
Yeah, I
other
looked it
thing.
up too because I had to like have it in front of me.
Yeah, I feel like if you have to,
And people
I shouldn't.
who,
I'm gonna look this up. I
yeah.
genuinely have no
And a
words.
lot of feminists, like a lot of actually, like choice feminism is like, it's a concept. I'm reading from Google. It's a concept within feminism that emphasizes women's freedom to make their own choices. But that includes women choosing to be quote unquote trad wives or not go into the workforce or be a pure woman and all that. And that is a choice you're allowed to make. But some feminists don't like that, and they think it's bad, stinky, and they think that choosing to shave and wear makeup or like is bad because you're reinforcing that patriarchal view. But it's still a woman's choice whether she wants to or not, and it's just everybody gets a jab at everybody, but it's all on women for the most part. Men don't get get shit on if they want the trad wife life. You
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right.
know, I kind of don't hate that, you know? I know it's not like a really, it's also just not a very feasible thing to do in this day and age. Like, only have one person working and the other person at home. It's kind of hard to do lately.
Yeah,
But, like, I'm
sorry.
aware of that. But no, it's just, it's this choice feminism thing that's popping up now, too. It's just, nobody will ever give women a break, not even women.
100%.
I find that interesting. So we sort of went down the religion rabbit hole, and when researching this episode, we came across the concept of purity balls. And today I finally found the sort of male version, which it's not as popular. It's maybe they've done one where it's a mommy son dance. But it actually it's a little scary actually, because when I was reading it, it's about empowering, quote, men, and we teach them to be warriors. And this is a direct quote from this site, where they're giving them manly symbols. Whereas for the purity ball, it's essentially a young girl's promise to her father that she won't have sex, which to me is a super, I am in my 40s and I don't believe I've ever had a conversation with either one of my parents about sex at all.
It's, I think they wear like white dresses and get a
Yeah,
ring at
it's
the end of it too. Yeah.
super weird.
It's a little
It's
incestual. Yeah.
so apparently there was a I pulled up this person's graduate, Jennifer Freitag. If you're listening, we'll find you on. Hopefully, you did get your bachelor's or your doctorate. But back in 2011, which scary that it was this long ago. But I'm pretty sure these things still exist. Somehow, I came across Oprah.com as well, where they were talking about these purity balls. In her book, The Untouched History, historian Hanny Blank explains, by any material reckoning, virginity does not exist. It has existed as a human invention, socially constructed, and as exclusively heterosexual. It was created as an attribute of being civilized, which was to say Christian, European, and I can't read that word, white, is that what it says? Yeah. And it has been primarily female. The male body has never commonly been labeled as virginal. Virginity
Yes.
has never mattered in that regard, the way men are valued.
Never even thought about it like that. That's so true. Like
Yeah.
men, I mean, of course, you, and that's another thing. I mean, I don't want to shit on the guys in general. Like, there's definitely men out there that want that and want to be pure until they meet their wife and, you know, this and that. But it's not as pushed on them as much as it is on us, I feel like.
And it makes it such an externally influenced choice too for women versus men, right? They're
Yes.
not given really any guidance, or perhaps
Yeah.
they are given praise and reward for actually kind of being more promiscuous in their sexual adventures. And yeah.
Exactly. A girl that sleeps with four guys is a whore, but a guy that sleeps with four guys is crazed, and that's four.
Is a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Or like
it's pretty serious.
when one of my favorite hypocrisies has always been when, not favorite and you know whatever, but when a male teacher hits on a girl student or anything like that, she gets blamed a lot. But nowadays there's been a lot more female teachers preying on boy students, and they're like, oh yeah, my boy's getting it early. And it's like, what? What? That's weird.
Yeah, that's kind of
Like,
reversed, I guess, in that
yeah, it's
way.
completely like they're like, oh, well, was she being like whatever? Or they will get mad about it, and that's good, you know, like with the boy, with the male teacher and girl. But there's rarely, I mean, the women teachers have been getting arrested, but there's rarely social discourse about the female teacher and the man or the boy student. They're like, oh, yeah, well, I mean, he's got to learn someday, you know?
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah, it's kind of goes back to like the woman being generally viewed as like the submissive in sexuality period is like even at that age, the it's assumed that the male had a choice, had more of a choice or more dominance in that situation
Yes,
than the
exactly.
female.
Well, yeah, well, he's why didn't he just not? Oh, that one's a big one too, the discourse on men being raped, because it is a real thing and people don't want to admit that because they're dominant. Like, yeah, exactly. Just another whole weird section of stuff. Yeah.
That is weird. And I will say these purity balls, they seem to be a very conservative
Oh yeah,
rule.
those are very churchy.
They're very, very churchy, but also, you mentioned your hairdresser, and I'm not throwing shade at sort of up north east Washington. But I've been through quite a bit of conservative pockets. We call them flyover states everywhere else, of this country. Violet is in one. Nicole is in one,
Yeah, she
in
is.
Utah.
Yeah, she
Very,
is.
I'm sure they have some sort of Mormon version of purity
I've
balls.
got like
I really
some.
wanted Nicole on this one for sure,
Me too.
but it happens, and if we have to re-record, damn it, we will. But
We will. We love her,
yeah.
Nicole. Work's gonna kill her. But
For that,
anyway.
but it does give me sort of great concern that we are, as a world, and I can't just say as Americans, because there's quite a bit of nationalism going around globally. And when I say that, I mean in white countries. This sort of national pride of people. And it's funny, when you actually travel to more than one country, you notice no country is itself. No, you go to Spain, you see incredibly Moorish influences, and influences from all out history. Rome, there's the Spanish steps. I mean, there's
Yeah, they do
everywhere you
embrace, they embrace the cultures that have been
yes.
within them.
Everywhere you go, there is this melting pot. And the idea that, oh, America's the only melting pot, it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, I get Scandinavia's, people didn't go there because who the fuck wants to go to Scandinavia for more than like 10 minutes? But this idea of this homogenous society and this traditional family, you could not be a trad wife. And please, if you are one out there and you're listening and you're in the Bay Area of California,
I love
come on, come talk to
you.
us. We'd love to hear how you're pulling it off, because my dog is about to have an OnlyPaws account in order to we have shipped we
That's what I'm
no
saying. Like,
windows.
it's
We got
almost
no windows. It's just
you
expensive.
gotta be getting paid well to be able to only have one person having a job right now.
Yeah. But it exists in a very specific type of place. I listen to a lot of rural radio, where they're talking about farming, and specifically farming, but the discussions tend to get very conservative a lot of times. And there's a lot of Trump praising. And these are the same people who are literally having to close their farms down because they can no longer afford to do their job. But that's economics is neither here nor there. But I will say, this idea of going backwards, it gives me a lot of concern, because we still have to climb our way back. Everyone's like, oh, it's going to be fine when the next Democrat gets elected to blah blah blah. Maybe, but we're still going to have to spend how many billions of dollars on that election, how many billions of dollars trying to re-educate people, and how many man hours and women hours and just human hours of trying to deprogram these assholes, because I guarantee you, Trump isn't it.
Are you going to try to put AIs in the White House next?
Hopefully not
Yeah,
far enough.
we're not falling off.
I would love to jump off this topic for a second, but
He said, wait, stop. I made it worse.
there's gold leaf all over the fucking White House now, like it's the Russian tea room. You are not the Winter Palace, sir. Unless you're an actual fucking Soviet spy, we don't need that shit here. Like, I'm not anti-Russian. I'm anti this is
Receipt him in a room
ridiculous.
with a Soviet spy.
Yeah, this is some ridiculous decorations.
Anyway,
So anyway,
back to purity balls.
so this purity idea, this purity thing, somebody explained to me this Millie Bobby Brown issue.
Oh yeah, we
We
were
were talking
talking
about
about
this
that
last
last
time, and I have
time.
no idea what the fuck is the
So
problem.
Hollywood, I brought up how, do you know who Millie Bobby Brown is? Eleven from Stranger Things. There is this weird thing going on. I don't know if it's as big as it was a few months ago, but people were like giving her so much shit for growing up and for looking like a 21-year-old girl and not like a child anymore. And it's like big headlines and news articles, and she's like, "Stop. I've just grown up. I don't look like that anymore." She got married. Like, she's not 11 years old. And it's this weird idea that especially child actors can't grow up. We gotta have like the Peter Pan effect on these kids. And it doesn't make sense. They're already put in there in the light for so long and can't grow up, and now they're allowed to, and they can't because they're still gonna shit on. It's
I think this
crazy.
fascination goes back to like vaudeville days where burlesque has a lot of its roots coming from, but the child actors would get so many more gigs and drag and bring in so much more of an audience that they would actually keep those children actors looking as young as possible, and the mothers would falsify their birth
Yes.
certificates often. So there are many like old vaudeville actors, actresses who didn't even know what years they were actually born because they had like eight birth certificates forged by their parents at some point.
Crazy.
So yeah, I
That.
think I don't know if fetishize is the right word, but like this idea, this obsession, I guess, that like,
I think it is the right word in like a non-sexual way.
yeah.
They are like they're fetishizing that idea, and like a preemie baby situation too is kind of the thing. Like, if you have a premature baby, you are way more likely to get on a TV show and like have that baby be the baby on a TV show because they want preemies because they'll last longer.
Oh, we're
In
crazy.
like as a baby in the TV show, same with twins. You got twins, you got double baby, go back and forth, go back and forth. Less labor law hours. They break like that's how like the Sprouse twins and the Olsen twins were doing it all that time. You know, they just kept flipping the babies out so they would not ever break any labor laws or anything. And then there's also Jeanette McCurdy. Her mom, she's was on kids' Nickelodeon shows, specifically iCarly. And her mom would do the same thing. Like, keep her, she gave her an eating disorder so that she would stay as small and as tiny and her boobs wouldn't grow. And also a lot of other crazy stuff. If you haven't read her book, it's highly recommend it. But yeah, just to keep her in TV shows looking as young as she could. And it's terrible.
Harmful to everybody
Yeah.
involved, the viewers too.
Yeah, this idea that kids can't grow up in the industry is insane.
Or that they're
And
not
it's
valuable anymore,
or
like
not valuable anymore. Yeah, and it's killed people. Like the boy that played, was it Peter Pan back in the beginning of Peter Pan times? I'm pretty sure like he never got another job or something like that, and then he passed away from overdosing. And there's been a lot of stuff like that where child actors don't ever get another job after they've done their big thing. Daniel Radcliffe was lucky to get further because some people only know him as Harry Potter. And he won't play it anymore. But yeah, it's a whole thing. Wonder. Oh, this is a
I hate to say it, but I do think it is a it is fetish.
Jeanette's book, I'm Glad My Mom
Oh,
Died.
interesting.
Yeah. Her mom was not nice.
Go buy that book, everybody.
Very quick read. It's so good. But yeah.
I remember
Crazy.
my wife is a very avid consumer of podcasts, and some years ago we were listening to the debate. I think it was Britney Spears. She was still under conservatorship, and having to perform basically for her father. By the way, this is an adult woman, having to perform, but her father was her conservator, who was by all accounts a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
So we listened to this whole argument, and you go back to the early interviews of a young Britney Spears when she sort of just hit it out of the, you know. You mentioned the Mickey Mouse Club and Disney and those types of
Yeah.
things. They asked her about her relationship with Justin Timberlake and whether she was a virgin, and her virginity was important, but they never asked him.
No,
Same
yeah.
age, same age,
That's so
dating each
true.
other, but they in any of the interviews, you can't find anyone asking him about his, sexual proclivities. But her, it was, hey, what are you doing?
Think Amanda Bynes just got out of her conservatorship with her family too. Well, these she was another she had like her first show was the Amanda or she had like was on was that a it's all Nickelodeon too, another Nickelodeon star that got a lot of shit.
That is
I
nuts.
thought it would be a whole episode just talking about them, about all the TV early child stars that were wronged.
Oh, the title of Jeanette's book reminds me of Gypsy Rose Lee too, right? Because they had a tumultuous relationship with their mother, her and her sister,
Yeah.
and ended up kind of forsaking her, I guess. But
Oh yeah, that one's a crazy situation. It's like, what would you do? It's like, dude. So you were hurt at that point, like you're like, well, I'm either sick as hell or she's wrong, so guess we'll find out. I do think it is one of the craziest things ever that she ended up having a daughter. I don't know why, it's just an interesting.
Gypsy did?
Yeah, Gypsy had a
Yeah.
baby girl a few months ago, I think.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was fake for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know who this person is.
She's got to be
Gypsy
pretty
Rose?
old now, though, right?
Gypsy Rose Blanchard?
No, Gypsy Rose Lee. Sorry.
Oh, Lee, you said Lee.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That's
We're
why.
talking about two different people here, and mine's
Yeah.
worse.
Yeah.
Mine's a lot worse. Do
Yeah.
you
Gypsy Rose Lee
know who
was.
either of those people
I
are?
do know who Gypsy Rose Lee is.
Okay.
I don't
But
know
you
who the
don't know
other person
Blanchard?
is.
I don't know who she is
I
either.
don't know
Like, the
Blanchard.
more you.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard was the girl who is like the, I don't know if it was first, but one of the biggest cases of Munchausen by proxy, where her mom was poisoning her forever and taking her to different hospitals, saying that the New Orleans flood ruined all of her medical history. And it got to the point that she got with a boyfriend that she met online, and he killed her mom while she hid in a bathroom. But she was guilty of the crime as well, because by association and all that. And she just got out of jail within the past few years and had a baby girl.
That's pretty
Can
tragic.
we? I know, I know. But
Okay.
that's what I meant by like the, well, it was her or her mom at that point. Like, it was like, what would you do in that situation? You've been being poisoned since you were a child and you know nothing, or either I'm gonna die or I'm gonna die and she's not, I don't know. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
But yeah.
pretty terrifying.
Gypsy Rose Lee, I'll have to look up because I don't know that
She
one.
was an actress born in the early 1900s. I recall that, but I wasn't familiar with
And she was a renowned burlesque star in the
Yeah.
30s,
Okay, yeah.
even into her fifth into the 50s, I believe. And yes,
Famous for his striptease.
she was. She was one of
She looks
the
fun.
original, kind of like stage performers back
Yeah.
in
Looking through her picture, she looks fun as hell.
the day. Well, her and her sister were pretty much what I was describing earlier, actually. They had forged birth certificates and everything, and her
Okay.
sister was always the lead in whatever productions they were doing. And Gypsy was always in the chorus or in the background, and actually at times played the secondary boy role in the theatrical productions. And then so once they started growing up and the mother kind of kept trying to control and force them back into these roles over and over again, well, the younger daughter who was still playing like a 12-year-old, or the younger daughter who's playing the 12-year-old like on stage, she ended up getting married because she wasn't 12, and she
She
ended up
wasn't.
leaving her mom. And so her mom started investing everything into Gypsy. And Gypsy was not used to this, didn't really care for it. But they ended up, because vaudeville was dying, they ended up performing in a burlesque house because they needed a family-friendly act that they could throw on stage when the cops showed up. And it was pretty common for burlesque houses back then to have that kind of act because.
Puppet show in the middle, like.
Yeah, kind of like the red light warning type thing
Yeah,
in the
that's
club.
funny.
So anyway, she grew to find her own love for burlesque and independence through that, and was a very, very successful burlesque performer and very, very highly paid female actress of any kind or performer of any kind during her time.
That's a great story. I like that a lot. That
Yeah.
does sound a lot like the Jeanette McCurdy story where, and her mom ended up passing away from cancer or something, but it was more like, I'm just so happy to be out from underneath that burden.
Yeah,
That's
with them, I
crazy.
think it was similar. I think her sister kind of excommunicated her mom, but Gypsy kept sending her mom money and kind of entertaining her
Exactly.
until she passed away. And then she wrote this big old memoir, just like kind of
Yeah.
blasting her.
I want to read that now too, because it sounds like the same, like I said, the same idea of just
There's a
like
great movie. It's
using
called
your children.
Ethel
Oh, was it?
Merman, yeah.
And it kind of makes me think of the kids in family vlog channels today. These people, if they didn't have these kids, their channels wouldn't be this big. They're forcing their kids and all this. And that also kind of runs into the you needing verification for porn sites and for YouTube now and stuff like that. So I feel like it's almost like they want to disguise it as for the children. We don't want the children to see stuff. We don't this and that. I think it's surveillance and whatnot, because if it was for the children, get kids off of being in YouTube videos then. There shouldn't be the highest paid YouTuber should not be a child opening up toys for other children to watch if this is what you're really worried about.
I
I don't
think
have
that rolls.
kids, but I mean, I agree with like, yeah, children shouldn't see any of the crazy stuff that's on the internet. But maybe they shouldn't be on the internet then if they're until 13 or 18 or whatever you want to make it. Because if you can't even have a TikTok or YouTube account till you're 13, why are you allowed to be on there at 7 months old? I love seeing babies. I'm a baby lover in the nicest way of like, look at those little toesies. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely another like using your kids for this fame.
And I
And we
don't feel like
see
we
how
haven't
it
even
happened. What
reached.
happens?
I feel like we haven't even really reached the age where we're going to see these generations come out saying, like, I wasn't old enough to give consent to even be on the internet in this way, or to have my reputation predetermined by what my parents put on the internet.
There's been one girl recently. And it was have you heard about the Frankie Ruby case? I'm a huge true crime girly. So Frankie Ruby was a family vlogger of like a pretty big family, found Jesus or found a religion, possibly, maybe was manic, I don't know, allegedly. Moved her family out to like Utah in the middle of nowhere and started torturing them and was putting them in like cages in the basement, forcing them to be on vlogs. He like took away her kid's bed for a week because he didn't like do something very stupid, you know, whatever. And she's in jail now because one of the kids escaped and ran to a neighbor's. He had like wrist burns and stuff, and the neighbors called the police and all that. But the oldest daughter has written a book about it, I'm pretty sure, and how I think she didn't like agree to do any of this and or want to all the time and all that. So it is, we're getting a little bit closer to a handful of these kids getting old enough to talk and speak out. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's an extreme case, but I mean,
Is. Oh, yeah.
I think about that a lot with my own kids, is like just through what they post on TikTok and stuff, and just like, are you have no concept of the fact that this is going to be something you'll have to answer for forever to, kind of thing, for putting out there, whether you like it or not, unfortunately. But we didn't grow up in that age of having everything posted, so
I
yeah.
just barely did. I'm 28, so like I had flip phones, but I also was like high school. I had all the access. By middle high school, I had access to everything. So I'm very in the middle of it.
My first cell phone looked like I was calling in an airstrike in Vietnam.
Oh yeah,
Just a
man.
big old thing. It's interesting that we've sort of gone down this particular rabbit hole with children
That's
and
true.
quote values.
That's true. Exactly.
Can
More of the, yeah.
we talk about what the families value voters? And we touched on this a little bit, but I feel like this is a good way to sort of sum up what the problem is, honestly, is
Because that definitely goes back into all that purity, so.
this idea of quote security. We need the age verification, we need to do it for the children. Can I ask why drag queens are so rarely arrested for child things, but almost all pastors, rabbis, and all these other, quote, very highly Christian people are?
Don't come in here with your one example, you crazies. Exactly, because there's a billion examples of pastors and stuff. I know that one, the one drag. No, shut up. But yeah,
Yeah,
I
they're all
agree.
secretly gay too. So
Yeah.
the one they're all
Yeah.
bashing on the drag queens and secretly want the cock. I
Dude,
think
they
so.
want them so fucking
Yeah.
bad. They're their
Because
dream.
I
They're
remember Larry,
beautiful and how they have a penis.
was it Larry Craig, I think? Was it Larry Craig, the senator from Minnesota?
You know the politics better than I do,
There's too many of
This
them
was
that
many
want
years
them.
ago, and I believe Al Franken replaced him. After a scandal of him getting caught in the bathroom trying to signal for gay sex or something like that. But it's always conservative men who are the most, we can't even say repressed. I don't know what will happen over the next few months. I assume nothing, but we have, it pains me, I can't even say the word president, but we have someone occupying our White House who is an actual pedophile. So the next conservative, and you're welcome to write in, you're welcome to call into the show, you're welcome to send us an email at fuckyou@swigandramble.com. We won't get that email, by the way, because
Send it to the complaints box.
that is an alias we have. I had to fight
That's
GoDaddy for it. But
awesome.
anyway, but yeah, please come talk to us, because I really want to know why it's okay for conservative men to force their daughters to take a purity dance to basically promise their dads that they won't have sex while their dads are out there sucking the cock or doing all of the other kinky shit that they want to do, but they're doing it in secret while they're literally passing fascist laws. Can someone please explain this to me?
I cannot, unfortunately. I was just telling my I was talking, we were like, you can't fathom crazy stuff like that when you're not like, it's just like the best way is like, are you okay? Like, that's the best I can do because I can't even bring my mind to fathom any of it, or like, or make an idea about it. Just breaks my brain how stupid people are, really.
Yeah, it's entirely a double standard, and it's one that is created literally to put people in their place, in this scenario, women in their place, and keep them in a place where,
Always go back to that.
And say, you think of the same types of things also, like, when you think about women or young women being pulled into the office for having too short of shorts. That happened to me when I was in high school once. And I was in PE, so they were just like, "Oh, sorry." And then I left the office thinking, "Well, what's the difference if I'm in PE or not? There's like a different length of
Am I
shorts
less
that's appropriate."
sexy within the gym than I am in the school building? Like, I
Yeah,
should be.
and it
These were
was just
this.
the hall monitor who had pulled in me and two other gals who were in the halls and for wardrobe violation. And back then I was testy and I was defiant and rebellious, and so I was just, I was like, whatever, you guys suck and I'm out of there, kind of thing. But you read more and more about this, and that the fact that it happens so disproportionately to young women in our school systems, same type of thing. It's to keep them in their place. It's to make sure that they understand that you can't do what you want. You can't wear what you want. You can't look how you want. That's unacceptable.
It is. I had a similar one where I was in class and I was wearing a full length dress with a like a what's it called? Jean jacket over it, but it was like a half jean jacket. And when I sat, there was the smallest amount of my lower back that kind of popped out of the dress because it had a little keyhole in it. Super cute. My teacher sent me to the nurse's office and was like, "You have to change, you know." And I went in there and she's like, "What's up?" And I did a little spin and she's like, "Okay." And I had to change. Like, I told her, and she's like, "Well, I guess you have to change because you can't go back out there. The teacher won't let you." And I had to, it was picture day, and I ended up having to wear like some like random sweatpants and a sweatshirt that I had in my locker. And it's just like so frustrating. I was not bothering anybody. I was sitting in my seat, probably taking, I think it was like taking a test, and then I missed the test because I was going and changing my clothes. So it's more important that I change my clothes than get educated. Like, come on. It's so
Oh,
frustrating.
how
It's so
dare
demeaning.
you distract
My.
you? I'm gonna do my Southern Baptist, born and raised
No, yeah,
state voice.
perfect.
How dare you distract the young gentlemen who are there just trying to learn, Violet?
I
Could
know,
you?
I know.
It's the devil's dress.
I'm
So,
just a whore trying to get an education.
I have also been gotten in trouble for wearing too short of skirts
I
in
was wondering because I
all the time. As you know, skirts and my beard go really well.
I was they do so.
My question is first of all, these were the shorts that you're supposed to wear to gym. Like these were the school approved shorts.
No, you could wear whatever you
Oh, okay.
wanted, but you had a change of
Ours was
clothes for gym. Yeah.
Fingertip length.
Okay.
Yeah, that was always kind of the rule too for your shorts.
But
Like,
I'm tall.
I know.
I've been like 5'7" since I started like high school,
Yeah,
which is
no,
when you
that's
start
ridiculous.
wearing cool clothes, and I can't wear cool clothes because my arms are not as long as my legs are.
How about I let my ass hang out and they just shut the fuck up? That's how
Yeah.
I
Oh,
feel.
and then it was three fingers for a strap, which is like, and then eventually it was like just wear
What if you have
t-shirts no
my size
assholes.
fingers? My wife tried on my Reading Ring earlier. It could fit between two of her fingers.
Exactly. And then what
What?
about, so what about, and yeah, exactly. My fingers are this, or like this one, but what if there's a girl that happen to have smaller fingers than me or
Yeah,
bigger
what the
fingers than me?
fuck
So we're
kind
all
of.
in, how do you, in the fingertip thing, how do you
Where is this
actually measure that?
conversation going? I'm getting
I don't know.
turned on
It's
a little bit. I'm just
crazy.
kidding.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Okay. Wow.
I know, we're talking
Leave it
about
to
all of
me. It got
our
weird. I love it.
shoulders. Talking
Fantastic.
about shoulders. It
So
all goes back to policing women.
it really does because this is I'm assuming these are the same schools who let cheerleaders walk around in I'm sorry. Those are not appropriate for children. And again, anyone under the age of 18 in my eyes, and at this point, honestly, anyone under the age of 30 is a child. Just because I can't deal with the young people, but I these are children.
He hates me, guys. He just
No, you're
admitted
fine.
it.
When I hear and I say again, the kids, like anyone
I
born
really
after
was
like
just kidding.
1997,
Honestly, same.
I hear them talking and I'm like, what are you
I was
saying?
born
What
in
is this?
97.
Oh, well, there you go. So you're good. So you're good. After 97, it's like I genuinely like I have no idea what you're saying. You're speaking a different language.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, but they're children. We sexualize children with these dance competitions and cheer competitions and the little outfits. And I'm like, you know
Toddlers
what?
and
That's
tiaras.
not okay. Just put them in some goddamn sweatpants and let them do their dance. They can be just as effective. I don't need
Have
a.
you ever seen a pair of volleyball shorts? Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Don't get me started. We
Ooh.
have that's the next episode. We're talking about that kind of shit, and we're talking about social media
I
and
know,
how
right?
boobs are just everywhere now.
Oh,
But
yeah,
it,
that's my favorite. I've been
yeah, like
finding lots of stuff for that one.
that's my social media.
Do you ever
Genuinely.
get Holly on the on any app or whatever, do you ever get an ad that is clearly a stolen like sex work video? I've gotten a few where it's pretty much like this, where all you can see is that and it's a girl's legs. Everyone on the podcast can see me, but you guys can't. Sucks to suck. And she's literally like going like this, and then it's like, come join our app. And
Like in
it's like
social media DMs?
on YouTube, I've gotten
Oh.
that.
Oh,
I've
okay.
gotten that on YouTube in the middle of the night. It's usually
That's
like
funny.
past midnight.
That's
It's
funny
fucked
because you
up.
get that like on Pornhub and stuff, but
Oh
you
yeah, no,
never
this is like
expect
I'm
it.
straight up watching like Good Mythical Morning
They
and
just
I
like
get this
cropped it a
shit.
bit and put it on
Yeah, it's just perfectly
YouTube.
cropped with either like a box or whatever, but you can see like I don't know, it looks like it's stolen too. Like it looks like a real like amateur video. It's weird. I've been
Maybe just subscribe to
screenshotting it.
OnlyFans.
I know, it seems like somebody stole it from like one of those. I've been
Yeah.
screenshotting it every time I see it, or not every time, but a few times just to show off on this one and be like, this, what the fuck is
Yeah,
it?
every once in a while I have to take screenshots of my videos and just throw them on Google image search just to see if who else is not if anyone else, but who else is reposting my stuff on like other sites like that.
I pay for a site to do that. They're not that good, but.
Yeah, I don't do it enough probably, but at the same time, I'm like, if you're my fan, you're gonna pay for it either way. So these are just
Exactly. That's
easy
where
little
I'm
guys
at.
out there who aren't even really my fans anyway.
Exactly. But yeah, it's weird. Yeah, you got a lot of weird going out there. It'll be a good fun next one for sure.
There is a lot of weird going on out there. That is true. I genuinely don't understand most things, and I understand I sound like an old man now, but I'm okay with that.
So yeah, nice for me.
There are so many things that I do not understand. I did make a joke yesterday that I thought was kind of funny. My wife has been sending me these Hamilton videos. Apparently, it's the new
They're the
TikTok thing
best.
where it's just
I
random
love
people
them.
singing parts of, Hamilton. And
They're
I was
like
like, you know what? Do you have any idea how
too
much porn I'm gonna have to do now to make my algorithm back to
slutty.
regular stuff?
For real, though, you're gonna have to start looking at all the beer ads
Seriously.
again.
Yeah.
But
Is
not
it?
because
Is
previously
it?
not a single Hamilton bit had shown up on my algorithm, and now it's all the time. And I'm like,
Is it
motherfucker.
Alexander come back to sleep?
Yes. Yes, which
Yeah,
I'm again Team
they're the
Eliza. That man
best.
was a trifle and a hoe. Team Eliza, 100%. But
I've never watched it.
I can't with you right now. Go watch it when we're done.
How long is it? Because I have no attention span. That's my problem.
Same.
It's actually not. It's actually pretty good.
It's a rough life.
I was surprised at how historically interesting it was. I can't say accurate, but it was interesting.
No, yeah, for sure.
So
We've gone completely off topic, Ramblers. I'm so
not
sorry.
it.
This is
That's
fun.
literally the job of the ramble.
We are rambling, huh?
Historically interesting. I'm going to use that from now on. I'm writing
I
that
do like that.
down.
Yeah, no, I just really like the TikToks of that song because it's always the women dressed up as
Yeah, it's
Hamilton and
like
then the guys in like dresses.
what drives me nuts, and I pointed this out the other day. They're dressing like Lin-Manuel Miranda, not Hamilton. Hamilton did not have a goatee. I'm like, you know, you're not dressing like Hamilton, right? I just.
None of us have seen the movie. We're just my favorite like
But with
TikTok
a
I found
picture,
out of
he's on the
like
$10 bill. Like,
there that's true. Fuck. But there's one video where a girl's like, I can't understand how any of these girls are finding all these this outfit so quick. And this is 7 minutes later and she's standing there in a full outfit. And she's like, well, apparently we all secretly have some kind of wardrobe that would fit to make apparently Lin-Manuel Miranda. My brain
Okay.
broke right there, guys. More him, but obvious that's hilarious. I didn't even think about that.
And I said the other day, I was like, why are they all dressing like Lin-Manuel Miranda? Hamilton did not have a brown goatee or a goatee. Anyway,
He's better.
yeah, so I don't know. How about you guys? Do you guys feel like we rambled enough?
I think this has been a good one, a good
Yeah.
ramble.
Sure. Holly, where can our audience of both of them find you on the socials, and where can we see your stuff?
Both of them means me.
I am on social media as Holly Dolly Burlesque, all one word. I am Holly Dolly, of course. Holly Dolly Burlesque is my burlesque production company. You can also find me and all the latest shows and all the latest things that I'm doing on my website, which is hollydollyburlesque.com.
Fantastic. But I don't think we've done you in a while. Where can we find you and all the stuff, so other than Swig and Ramble, of course?
Oh, I'm on Twitter and Blue Sky and Reddit. They're all under various 420 Baby Violet aliases. Let's see, Twitter's my favorite, so I'll give you that one. We got 420 Baby underscore Violet, guys. Come say hi. It's a fun
Go
time.
say hi, but don't be creepy.
But don't be creepy,
That's
just
don't be
say
creepy.
hi. Actually, don't DM me. Just
Yeah,
say
don't do that.
hi
Don't.
like telepathically.
Unless you are
Say
trying
hi
to
by
find sex workers to come on your podcast, do not DM them.
a follow is a hi. Say following me is saying hi to me. So
Yeah,
there you go.
there you go. Nice. Well, as always, Ramblers, come follow us on the social medias, Swig and Ramble, at Swig and Ramble everywhere. We also have one of those old school Facebook communities, so you can actually engage with us. We may or may not answer you. Who knows?
Facebook.
But yeah, Facebook, that old, the original Mark Zuckerberg, the original stalker app. actually.
Sick.
Because let's be honest, people think it was a socially networking app. It was really to track chicks. Let's be
It was
honest.
who's the it's a hot or not list,
Yeah,
y'all.
it was. It
Oh God, I
was.
remember that.
Yeah, let's be honest. Almost everything that a guy has actually invented has been to get laid in some form or another. Which might be why men are so obsessed. I shouldn't say men, boys are so obsessed with purity because no real man would ever be a conservative, quote, family values person, with any common sense.
I have
Men
to
are
agree
better than
with that.
that.
Yes, boys just haven't learned.
Yeah. Go out there and grow
That's
a dick. All
it.
right. And
Follow
great sign
us,
off, guys.
Justin Corey. At Wizard
Cheers,
of
and
Whiskey.
we'll see you next time.
Nicole Woolsey
Cheers. Cheers. Thank
at
you.
G Girl Next Door. And Violet Smith at 420 baby underscore Violet for more societal fuckery. Until next time, stay hot. Stay curious and always ramble responsibly.